Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3316 BN. Today's date is March 27th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Trump Sends a Message to the Deep State, The Lion is Getting Ready to Strike. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, we can see that they are now sending Trump and the patriots and the American people messages. Listen, we're going to destroy America. They brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is the guy that wrote the national anthem. And if you remember, they've been trying to destroy the national anthem every step of the way. Actually, they're trying to destroy the Constitution every step of the way. And I do believe there's multiple agendas associated with all of this. And what's very interesting about this is that the deep state players, they went ahead and they pulled this off. And Biden immediately came out and said, we're going to rebuild the bridge using taxpayer money. We're going to pay for it. Don't worry about that. Now, that's a very odd thing to say as soon as there's a tragic accident. And the only reason you would come out and say something like that is because you don't want a investigation on the bridge. Now, I'm not talking about the government investigation, because you can control that investigation because they are part of the criminal syndicate. I'm talking about the other investigation. The other investigation by the insurance company. The other investigation by the shipping company. Because once again, why would the people have to pay for the bridge? A ship ran into the bridge. They're covered by insurance. So they would do the investigation. Does it seem like Biden doesn't want that investigation? Absolutely not, because they don't want the truth out there. So what do you got to do? You got to cover it up and say, don't worry about it. You're not on the hook for it. We're going to take care of everything. That's what the deep state does. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about all this is we know the economy is breaking down. And I do believe the other part of this is to actually blame the bridge and say that is why the economy is falling apart. Now, think about this. Why would they need something like this? Well, if you're going to have a change of batter and you have open borders and the economy is falling apart and the American people can see this, can you just bring someone else in that's part of the Democratic Party? And can you just say, okay, now you're going to be the person running for president? Well, everyone's going to go, okay, you're part of the same party. The economy's falling apart. Everything looks pretty darn bad. Why would we choose you? So what do you got to do? You need some type of cover story to actually move the goalposts away from the Democratic Party. How do you do that? Well, since Biden has implemented the Green New Scam, the Great Reset, actually, we are no longer energy independent. We see inflation. People know the economy's doing very, very poorly. We're seeing layoffs. So if you have an incident which causes problems in the economy, you take everyone and you make them look at the bridge and say, that is the reason why the economy's falling apart. So when you bring the other person in, the other person is not to blame. And I do believe this is part of their strategy. So when you start to look at this, you can see every step of the way, they are now setting everything up for the change of batter. I do believe they tested their cyber attack on the ship. And yes, ships can be cyber attacked. And by the way, most of these ships, the large ships, they have redundant systems. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But once again, I do believe they are prepping and preparing for what is coming. Because remember, they've been trying to stop Trump every step of the way. And have they? No, they tried to stop him since 2016. Think about all the impeachments. Think about all the lawsuits. Think about everything that they've thrown at him. Every sling and arrow. It's like the jackals taking the food away from the lion. It's like the jackals nipping at the lion. The lion just sitting there. And that's exactly what's happening. Trump is taking every single sling and arrow, and they keep hitting him and attacking him and hitting him. And he hasn't attacked them yet. But I do believe Trump's getting prepared to attack them, because he did put something out on Truth, letting them know that, hey, you can keep doing this to the lion, but eventually what's going to happen is the lion, well, the lion will strike back. And when the lion strikes back, there'll be nothing left. Now, when is the lion going to strike back? Well, I do believe this is going to happen when the people vote for the lion. Because remember, we have an insurgency, which is being driven by Obama, Biden, and the deep state players. And we have a counterinsurgency, which is being built by Trump and the Patriots. Trump and the Patriots, they already have one part of the counterinsurgency. That is the military. That happened on November 3rd, was completed on January 6th, because they actually had an insurrection against the president of the United States. And that was not Biden. The results were not certified. So the insurrection by the confidential human sources, by the DOJ, by the FBI, by the Capitol Police, the CIA, that was against the president of the United States. That was President Trump, which means they tried and succeeded in overthrowing the United States government, which means the military was then activated. And I do believe they allowed them to continue down this path, even though that we are now in a wartime state. And the reason for this is because the other part of the counterinsurgency was to wake up the American people. And as we go down this path, more and more people are going to wake up. Do I believe that a lot of the Republicans are awake now? Absolutely. The independents, yes, I think they're very, very close to the Republicans. The last party that needs to be woken up is the Democratic Party. And I do believe that's coming in these next couple of months, because this is going to be scare events, and a lot of these people are going to wake up. But I do believe Trump sent the deep state players a message. And actually, when you start to step back and take a look, you can see that the storm is really building right now. Because think about it. We know who the treasonous people are. We know how they money launder. Just look at the Bidens. We know that there is human trafficking and pedophilia. We know that they've been trying to infiltrate our schools with CRT, DEI, ESG for investing. And the people have been fighting back. Now the same players that have been treasonous to this country, now their names are going to start to turn up in this pedophilia network. And I do believe with Diddy and with many others, this is just the start where we're bringing people into the fold. Because remember, people heard of Epstein, people heard of Nygaard, people heard of Nexium, and they said, oh yeah, those are just crazy people over there. Well, that's how it started. Now it's expanding. And remember, you need to understand how their system worked. You just can't release names. Hey, by the way, you know who was on Epstein Island? It was this person, that person. What were they doing there? What's the problem? Why couldn't they be on the island? Yes, people hear pedophilia, but where's the proof? Well, if you show the people the system and you show how the human trafficking is done and you show who's involved in that and who and where they get the girls, where they get the boys and how they have these parties, you start to form a picture of how it's done. And I do believe that's very, very important as we approach the presidential election and as we get ready to release the other information, because it will make a lot more sense when you hear the names, because you'll understand their system and you'll start to put it together and you'll realize that it's the same players that have been attacking Trump this entire time. Yes, there are certain people in Hollywood that have been attacking Trump. There's politicians that have been attacking Trump. There's fake news people and CEOs attacking Trump. It's all going to start to make sense. And you could see they're now unveiling what Diddy has done. Green Lives Matter put this out on X and said, Diddy's favorite guest at his gay honeypot parties was said to be Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonard just so happened to be fondled by Drake Bell's future speech coach when he was just a child. You know, the one who was pen pals with the serial killer clown Brian Peck on the set of the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape. This pedophile says a young Leo is the latest, hottest, hunkiest teen idol there is, as he caresses him. And now we have Diddy claiming that Leo is his favorite guest at his gay honeypot parties. Was Leonardo DiCaprio groomed as a child? Most likely, yes. Then we have Green Lives Matter put this out. Why was Usher living with Diddy when he was only 14 years old at a Puffy Flavor camp where Sean had cameras set up in every single room to blackmail politicians, celebrities, and elites? An emerging child star was living with what people are now referring to as the Epstein of the rap world. This does not seem right in the least. This is reminiscent of when Usher was handling Justin Bieber before he became an adult. Do these people all have handlers? How much blackmail is on the people in the entertainment industry? And Usher said the following, I was curious. I got a chance to see something. I went there to see the lifestyle. I don't know if I could understand what I was even looking at. There was very curious things taking place. I didn't understand it. No, most likely as a young child, you probably didn't understand that. And I do believe people need to understand that this is a lot worse than you actually think. And yes, this has been in all parts of this country and around the world. And I remember Trump saying that human trafficking, women trafficking, this is much, much larger than anyone can ever imagine. And they do it with the internet. And I do believe people now are getting a firsthand look at the entire network and their system and how it operates and who's involved with it. Because if you don't understand their system and you don't understand that they use these honeypots all over the place, you won't really understand the names. Yes, you'll see the names, but you won't put it together and you won't really understand it. So I do believe this is just the beginning, and we are now building the narrative because the people, they need to understand what's been happening and how all of these people are part of the pedophilia network. And I do believe this is all part of the storm. I mean, everything that we're looking at is part of the storm. When you look at the open borders, when you look at the economy failing, when you look at the infiltration in all the schools with DEI and CRT, when you look at the Biden administration trying to bring us to war, this is all part of the storm, and all of it's coming together all at once. And as people see more and more of this, the people really wake up. Now, again, the D's, I do believe, are going to take a little bit longer to wake up. And yes, I do believe they're going to have to be scared to actually snap out of it. And that's why we're approaching this war, this scare event, the economy breaking down. And yes, I do believe this is going to really wake them up. I mean, they're already waking up with other things, like because when you look at the border and you can see how the deep state players are paying for them, this is starting to wake them up, especially the people in different cities like Chicago and New York. The people in New York, they're realizing, well, wait a minute, you're giving all these people prepaid debit cards and the illegals are getting all this money. And what are we getting? Nothing. You're taking everything away from us and you're giving them lodging. You're giving them food. You're giving everything that they need. And we had homeless. We had people that are in need. And you gave them absolutely nothing because you kept telling us there was absolutely no money for us. And now you're giving it all to the illegals? I mean, really think about this for a sec. And I think Free State Will just sums it up. Trump should be running your taxes pay for migrant debit cards as a nonstop campaign ad in New York. And that's what he should do. And a lot of people are getting very, very angry. Actually, think about this. As Joe Biden and all these different mayors who are dictators, as they fund the illegal alien families or just the military age adults, people are starting to realize that they're getting more money than U.S. military families. So illegal alien families in New York City will receive more assistance than U.S. military families, giving the average family of four more than $1,400 per month. It's more than the allowance for some deployed troops. I mean, really think about that for a second. Is this going to piss a lot of people off? Absolutely. They're actually showing you, look, we hate you. We hate the American people. And these are our people because we're bringing them in. That's our foot soldiers. And we're going to support our foot soldiers. That's pretty much what they're telling everyone right now. Why do you think they call the American people names? They haven't stopped either. And what's very interesting about this, remember when Trump, going back in time, when he was saying that Mexico was going to help pay for the wall? And of course, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they all said, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, if you notice, the opposite is happening right now. And the Mexican president is demanding U.S. pay up or flow of migrants will continue. So the president of Mexico has confirmed that essentially, which appears to be his attempt to blackmail the United States into paying billions of dollars. And if you don't pay up, we're going to continue the flow of migrants into this country. So actually, he is doing the opposite, and he wants Biden now to pay to stop the flow, where Trump said they're going to help us build the wall and they're going to pay for it. Huh, that is very, very interesting. You think the people are seeing this? Absolutely. And again, this is not working in the favor of the deep state players, the Biden administration, because once the people are awake, they can see all of this play out. Just like they saw what was happening out in Russia. Did anyone really believe that these terrorists just popped out of nowhere? They went ahead and they shot up a concert hall, then burned it to the ground. Something doesn't make sense, right? Because we know what they were trying to do. They were trying to provoke Putin. They were sending a message. And once again, they want what? They want a major war. Now, what's very interesting is that the Russian Federation Security Service chief, he said something very, very interesting, and clandestine put this out and said, the U.S., Britain, and Ukraine were behind the Moscow concert hall attack. This is coming from the Russian Federation Security Service chief. Now, that is very interesting. Remember, Putin and Trump, they destroyed ISIS. And the rest of ISIS, where did they go after they were obliterated in Syria? They couldn't stay in Syria because Assad, who was the president of Syria, still the president of Syria, he would hunt them down. So they escaped to where? They escaped to Ukraine. Let's go back to a 2019 Independent article here. And it says, how Ukraine became the unlikely home for ISIS leaders escaping the caliphate. So ISIS was in Ukraine. So let's say Ukraine was involved, UK was involved, and the US was involved. Obama went out to the UK, didn't he? That's very interesting. The timing is very interesting. And these individuals who said they were ISIS, they tried to retreat after they went ahead and they killed people and burned it down. They tried to go back and escape into Ukraine. So it's kind of making sense now how all of this was done. And yes, it is the deep state players that have done all of this. And now the truth is coming out. Remember, the deep state, they're trying to push buttons. They're trying to get a war started. And eventually, they will push enough buttons where we will be on the brink of war. Now, Trump, the Patriots, they know this. They know that we're heading down this path. This is to wake people up. The events that you're seeing is to wake people up. Because remember, to take back this country, we just can't have half the country. We need the country to complete the counterinsurgency. And I do believe this is why this is being pushed, and this is why you're seeing what we're doing. Now, it doesn't mean the deep state isn't going to do things to try to fight back, to try to take control. Because remember, they know if Trump gets into office, it's game over. But again, Trump, he just doesn't want to march in with the military, because what would the people learn? They would learn nothing, and it would look like a military coup on the world stage. He needs the people to take back the country. See, the military then could do something after the people say, okay, you are the president, you are the commander in chief, we vote you in, we need you to take care of all of these people. You see, then it looks very, very different. And I do believe this is why Trump went down this path. And I do believe it was better, because if we went head to head with the deep state players, Trump would come in, the deep state players would say, okay, we just nuked a city, your move. What would you like to do? How do you think that's going to turn out? You don't think they would nuke a city? They brought down the World Trade Center. They bombed Pearl Harbor. They allowed it to happen. They have these events around the country. If Trump was coming after them with the military, you don't think these people would have reacted? You don't think they would have pushed us into a civil war like they always wanted and into a major war? Of course they would have. They would have blamed that attack on someone else. They wouldn't come out and say, hey, we did it. It would look like it came from someplace else, and they don't care about the lives here in the United States. Remember, they have no allegiance to the United States. They don't care about the American people. This is why Biden's out there continually calling everyone names. If you don't agree with them, we don't need you. They don't like the American people. You know who they like? They like all the people they're bringing into this country. They like the illegals because those people are their foot soldiers. Those are the criminals, those people that escaped the asylums. Those are the terrorists. Those are the murderers. Those are the people they really like. And they want those people that they really like to go after the people that they hate. And I think it's becoming very, very clear to everyone that this is exactly what they want to happen. And if Trump went directly at them, it would be a complete and utter nightmare. Instead of being an information war like it is today, it would be a complete and utter disaster in this country. Talk about staying healthy. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I like the wild berry flavor, and it's completely improved my life. This is nutrition the way nature intended. Since I've been taking Field of Greens, I have way more energy throughout the day, sleeping better throughout the night, healthier hair and skin, helps with my digestion, my stomach feels a lot better, feeling better and healthier overall. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. And you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. And it would be blood. It would be that. Think about the first revolution. This would be the second revolution, and we'd be fighting on U.S. soil. And yes, people's homes would be destroyed. Families would be destroyed. People would die. So this is why Trump didn't take this approach, because he knew what the deep state was going to do. Instead, he fought them. And yes, we're still in a war. And yes, it's going to go physical, not in the way that the deep state wants. But yes, they're going to try to push it this way. Trump needed to use every piece of information to wake the people up, to have the people think logically, because once the people are awake, the deep state loses them. And yes, it takes a long time to do. But in the end, I do believe that the counterinsurgency will be complete with the events that are coming up. Now, what's very interesting is Gavin Newsom now faces a new recall effort in California, and signatures, they're starting to ramp up. And I do believe maybe this time around, they'll be able to remove him. Now, is he going to be a presidential candidate? Well, if the state of California and the people of California are trying to remove him, I don't think he's going to make a great candidate, will he? Absolutely not, which I do believe they're going to have to bring in someone else. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, she cannot handle when people ask her questions about Biden and his dementia. Actually, she was on a radio show, WPT Radio, in Charlotte. She was asked about inflation, Biden's mental competency, and what did she do? She hung up on them. That is very interesting. Why couldn't she just answer the questions? Because it's all true, and she would have to lie. She has no problem lying. But again, I guess she just did want to answer. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out is that RFK Jr., who's running as an independent, he announced his pick for VP, and he went ahead and he picked someone very, very interesting, Nicole Shanahan. She is a six-figure donor to George Gascon, the pro-crime Soros-backed prosecutor who helped wreck San Francisco and is currently wrecking L.A. She also spent big on Measure J, a Los Angeles measure to reroute spending from law enforcement and prisons to social services and mental health treatment. In other words, not putting criminals and dangerous psychos behind bars. And this is the person that RFK Jr. picked. Lara Loomer put this out and said, did you know that Nicole Shanahan, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s VP pick, is the ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin? Per the divorce records, it was revealed that her ex-husband accused his ex-wife of having an affair with Elon Musk. She's a Marxist who donates to radical Democrats. Well, Trump responded to this on Truth, and he said the following. RFK Jr. is the most radical left candidate in the race by far. He's a big fan of the Green New Scam and other economy-killing disasters. I guess this would mean he is going to be taking votes from crooked Joe Biden, which would be a great service to America. His running mate, Nicole Shanahan, is even more liberal than him, if that's possible. Kennedy is a radical left Democrat and always will be. It's great for MAGA, but the communists will make it very hard for him to get on the ballot. Expect him and her to be indicted any day now, probably for environmental fraud. He is crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, not mine. I love that he is running. And he's absolutely right. MAGA is not going to go over to RFK Jr. It's going to be those people that are looking at Biden who are disgusted with Biden saying, we need something different. Wait, you're really liberal over there? Oh, that's who we want. And yes, Biden's going to lose even more people. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the Biden campaign. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Rona McDaniel, she was thrown out of the RNC. And it looks like NBC decided to hire her. And that did not work out too well. Just 2 days later, NBC fired Rona McDaniel after Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow and others complained about her. Well, Trump responded to this and said the following. Wow, Rona McDaniel got fired by fake news NBC. She's only lasted 2 days. And this is after McDaniel went out of her way to say what they wanted to hear. It leaves her in a very strange place. It's called Never Neverland. And it's not a place you want to be. These radical left lunatics are crazy and the top people at NBC are weak. They were broken and embarrassed by low ratings, highly overpaid talent. Bring back free and fair press. Make America great again, 2024. And he's absolutely right. But you can see the deep state players, they are going to continually use every trick in the book. They're going to continually go after Trump. And you can see with all these indictments against him, it is not working. So I do believe they're going to take this to the next level. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I wouldn't be surprised if they convict him and throw him into prison. It looks like they're already projecting this out. But again, is that really going to work? No, I do believe this is going to work not in their favor. It's going to work against them. And Trump's poll numbers are going to absolutely skyrocket if they try to go down this path. But Trump, he let you know exactly what was going on. He says, Judge Juan Merchan, who is suffering from an acute case of Trump derangement syndrome, whose daughter represents crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Adam Shifty Shift, and other radical liberals, has just posted a picture of me behind bars. Her obvious goal, and makes it completely impossible for me to get a fair trial, has now issued another illegal, un-American, unconstitutional order as it continues to try and take away my rights. This judge, by issuing a vicious gag order, is wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment rights to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement, including the fact that crooked Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, and their hacks and thugs are tracking and following me all across the country, obsessively trying to persecute me while everyone knows I have done nothing wrong. So let me get this straight. The judge's daughter is allowed to post pictures of her dream of putting me in jail. The Manhattan DA is able to say whatever lies about me he wants. The judge can violate our laws and constitution at every turn, but I'm not allowed to talk about the attacks against me and the lunatics trying to destroy my life and prevent me from winning the 2024 presidential election, which I am dominating. Maybe the judge is such a hater because his daughter makes money by working to get Trump. And when he rules against me over and over again, he is making her company and her richer and richer. How can this be allowed? The judge has to recuse himself immediately and right the wrong committed by not doing so last year. If the biased and conflicted judge is allowed to stay on the sham case, it will be another sad example of our country becoming a banana republic. Not the America we used to know and love. These are election interfering witch hunts. We will crush each one of these hoaxes and make America great again. And think about what Trump is doing right here. He's showing everyone the truth that these are all made up hoaxes. They have no case. And all of these individuals, they are blackmailed and bribed and they're part of the criminal syndicate and they are breaking every single rule and they're interfering with the election. That's what people are seeing right now. And as they keep doing this, it doesn't get better for them. It gets worse. And more people, they side with Trump. They side with the victim who's being attacked. And think about it. The lion is sitting there and the jackals around him are continually attacking over and over and over. And Trump has not attacked back. He hasn't gone after any of these individuals. You think he's just going to sit there? No, eventually he will attack. He's just waiting for the right moment. And what's very interesting is that the Biden campaign, they tried to test the waters on Trump's financial woes. Because remember, oh my God, he owes $450 million, which he only had to pay $175 million. But True Social merged with DWAC and made Trump very, very wealthy. And now he has billions upon billions upon billions. So their entire mission completely backfired on them. And now they're water testing of, hey, look, he has no money. Well, that didn't pay off the way they thought it was going to pay off. You see, they're running into problems because the people aren't with him anymore. This is why they need the illegals to vote one way or another. And this is why New York City Council is begging an appellate court to authorize more than 800 foreign nationals to vote in the city's municipal elections. They just want their names so they can send them the mail-in ballots when we have the presidential election. And they're fighting for this. But when you look at this, you could see that the deep state players, they're struggling right now because they're losing the American people. Remember, they don't have enough illegals. Because if these people had to come in person and vote, none of these people will. Can they use them for mail-ins? Absolutely. But they're going to need a lot of mail-ins because Trump has a lot more than 80 million people. I do believe when all said and done, he's going to have something like 150 or so. And this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. And think about when the D's start coming over. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. I mean, just look at the black voters right now. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, why is Donald Trump doing 55 points better than 2020 with black voters? More black voters say his policies help them, while Biden's policies hurt them. So the black voters are now on Trump's side. I mean, really think about this. The Hispanic voters are now on Trump's side. Trump is getting the voters, the people of this country. He doesn't want the illegals because those people are for the deep state players. So if he gets all the people in this country, the American citizens, and even the D's, they don't stand a chance in cheating in the election. And this is going to be a major, major problem for them. And remember, everything that you're witnessing, yes, it's the destruction of the old guard, but it's also Trump's campaign. This is an issues campaign, and people are comparing the issues because they have no choice but to compare the issues. When you lose a job and you're not making money, that's an issue. When you have open borders and there's crime all around you and there's people sleeping outside your door and peeing on your lawn or on your building, that's an issue. When we go to war and we're on the precipice of being attacked, that is an issue. And Trump is winning on the issues. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, voters are comparing Trump and Biden policies and Trump's come out on top. That's where his 13-point increase in support over 4 years has come from. Most importantly, Biden policies are losing him the youth vote. Oh, and it's going to be a lot worse as time goes on. And we could see that eventually what's going to happen, they will not be able to cheat in the election, which means they're going to have a change of battery. Now, remember, we've had open borders. The economy's failing. We're heading towards war. When you bring someone else in, can they just take over? Remember, they're part of the same exact party. The people are going to say, well, it's the same person. It's the same party. I don't see a difference here. So I do believe this is why, most likely, this is one of their agendas, why they decided to bring down the bridge, because they needed to actually shift the entire narrative of why the economy is failing. And that's a very, very big issue with the American people. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. Now, Patriots Are in Control put this out and shows that the Rolling Stone, Huffington Post, NPR, and all the rest, they're all on the same page. Right-wingers are already pushing conspiracy theories about Baltimore Bridge collapse. Well, first of all, how do they know that these are theories? That they know the investigation? They know exactly what's happening? How do they know that these aren't, that this isn't what really happened? Well, Patriots Are in Control responded to this and said, fake news in unison, labeling anyone who has questions about the Baltimore Bridge collapse a right-wing conspiracy theorist spewing baseless misinformation. Isn't it interesting how it's only been one day and they already have all the answers, no investigation needed? Why don't they need a real investigation? That's interesting. Well, the investigation that they're doing is actually controlled by them, so they're going to control the entire narrative. So once again, when you look at the ship lost power. And when you look at it at 8 times the speed, it turns right into the bridge, the support structure. So are we really going to believe Biden, Buttigieg, the FBI, or the investigators? Most likely not. Now, DC Drano, he put this out on X, and he's pointing to America's Cyber Defense Agency. And this is on February 7, 2024. And it says, U.S. and international partners publish cybersecurity advisory on People's Republic of China state-sponsored hacking of U.S. critical infrastructure. DC Drano responded to this and said, well, isn't transportation included in the U.S. infrastructure? I do believe so. So was this a cyber attack? It's starting to look that way. Now, what's very interesting, and Ryan Tyree put this out, he shows the bridge of a cargo ship, and they have redundancy if they lose power. Listen to this individual explain how the system works.
Navigation bridge, and I'm standing in front of the helm here, which is where we steer the ship. There are two steering gears. We have number 1 steering gear and number 2 steering gear. These will alternate every day. Even days, we try to run the number 2 pump, and odd days, we run the number 1 pump. So you can see today's the 16th. That's an even day. So we have the number 2 pump running. Whenever we're coming in and out of port, we always have the number 1 pump on, though, because that's attached to the emergency bus. So if we lost power, the emergency diesel generator would turn on and it would still give us power to our steering. Coming in and out of port, we always have the number 1 pump on, though, because that's attached to the emergency bus. So if we lost power,
So do you really believe that the ship just lost power and they didn't have any way to steer it or anything like that? Or do you think the ship was hit some other way? Well, it's starting to look like something else happened. Now, once again, we could see the investigators. They've taken the black box. They brought it up. They're going to tell everyone what happened. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be telling the truth. Because, again, think about what Biden said about the American people are going to pay for the bridge. We're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But the other part of this, and we discussed this before, is how they're going to use this to shift the narrative that it's Biden's fault that the economy is falling apart. Because remember, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the economy is really going to fall apart. More and more people are going to be laid off. The stock market's probably going to take a dip. And they need someone to blame this on. Because remember, Biden has been telling everyone the economy is great. So when people see inflation pick up, fuel prices pick up, you need something to explain why this is happening. So if you're going to have a change of batter, you're going to need an explanation so it's not blamed on the Democratic Party. And Lara Logan, she was on the War Room, and she said a couple of interesting things, saying that this bridge is the I-95 corridor on the eastern seaboard. It connects the north and the south. And everything that you need for the economy to move has been shut down for 4 to 5 years. Bridge was built specifically to move hazardous materials like fuel, diesel, propane gas, nitrogen, highly flammable materials, chemicals, and many other products. So when people see the fuel prices move up and they see inflation move up, oh, it's the bridge. Oh, you're not getting food? Oh, it's the bridge. Because now they got to go all around Baltimore. They just can't come across this bridge. So the supply chains, they're kind of frozen. Yes, it's making it very difficult for fuel to get anywhere. And this is why we're having the problem in the country. And I do believe this is setting it up for the change about it, because all they got to do is say, okay, Biden's policies were working and this was the problem. So when they bring in the next person, everything's okay then. I do believe this is what they're going to try to use now. Do I think the people are going to believe this? Absolutely not. I don't think the people are going to believe anything that they're saying. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the NTSB, it looks like they found the black box. They're bringing it up. And once again, it doesn't mean that they're going to tell us exactly what happens, because I do believe that most of these people are part of the criminal syndicate. And I do believe if you're going to plan something like this, you need to make sure that you have the right people in certain positions to maintain the narrative. And I do believe that's why as soon as the ship, the cargo ship, hit the bridge, Biden didn't come out and say, oh, my God, I can't believe this has happened. This is a terrible thing. He came right out and said that the government will pay for the entire cost of rebuilding the Baltimore Bridge. That's a very odd thing to say as soon as a bridge comes down, wouldn't you think? I mean, when the World Trade Center came down, was that the first thing they said? You know what? The government is going to rebuild all of this. No, that's not what they said, even though it was an inside job, but it's a very odd thing to say. So the question is, why did Biden make that announcement so quickly? Because the shipping company and the insurance company, they should pay for the bridge, not the American people. The American people have nothing to do with this. They're the ones who crashed into the bridge. So you know what insurance companies do. They do investigations. They want to know who's at fault because they don't want to lay out this money. So they're going to do an in-depth investigation to find out who is responsible for this. You think the deep state players want them doing an investigation? No. So what did Biden do? He preempted this by saying, don't worry about it. Don't worry about any of this. We're going to pay for it. So the insurance company's saying, oh, we don't have to do an investigation. We're not on the hook for this. Now, that's very interesting. You see, they want to control the narrative one way or another. And it looks like that's exactly what they're doing. Now, what's very interesting is that a lot of people are out there saying that this looks like a cyber attack. The lights went off. This is a very strange thing to happen. And the Patriot's Voice put out a post on X, and it says the following. Hackers can gain access to ships. Hackers can bring ships and planes to grinding halt and could become much more common. For those who are saying it's not possible for a ship to be hacked, they can absolutely use cyber attacks to hack into the navigation system and power centers of ships and planes. This CNBC article is from 2022. They always tell you in advance, always. Oh, I'm sure the fact that the captain of the Dali being a citizen of Ukraine has nothing to do with the equation. It is also reported that the captain of the Dali container ship sailing under the flag of Singapore is a citizen of Ukraine. And this does sound like science fiction, but it's not. Our infrastructure is being attacked by cyber terrorism, likely facilitated by the World Economic Forum and other hostile entities. And remember, the World Economic Forum actually mentioned this going back 2 years or 2.5 years ago. And when you look at the CNBC article, the headline, and this is from 2022, hackers can bring ships and planes to a grinding halt, and it could become much more common. So we know for the World Economic Forum, they've been telling us to expect a cyber attack. Now, this doesn't mean that they're going to report that it's a cyber attack when they do their investigation, but let's see how this all plays out. But I do believe Trump actually went ahead and sent the deep state a message letting them know that very, very soon the lion is about to attack. And remember, Trump, he's been taking every sling and arrow because remember, he needs the counterinsurgency. And I do believe Trump, the lion, will be ready to attack once the people vote for him. Because again, the people needed to see the entire 16-year plan. They needed to see how the deep state players, they don't care about the American people, how they're trying to destroy this country. And once the people wake up and they see all this, well, I think the counterinsurgency will be complete and the lion will be unleashed. Take a listen to what he put out.
Lion, he's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. He's so big. He's so hot. Now, the little lion cubs, they start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. The lioness, she starts messing with him, coming over, making trouble. Still, nothing. Now, the other animals, they notice this, and they start to move in. The jackals, hyenas, they're barking at him, laughing at him. They nip his toes and eat the food that's in his domain. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder and bolder till one day that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while The lion has to show the jackals who he is.
And I do believe the clock is ticking down for the deep state players, and they're going to become very, very desperate as we approach the presidential election. And I do believe this is why they're going to be pushing war. They're going to be pushing chaos, and they're going to try to postpone the elections because, again, they know it's game over if the people vote in Trump. Trump, I do believe, is already the commander in chief. He's just waiting for the rest of the people to take back this country. And the only way to take back the country is not through force, but by voting for your elected representative. And that is Trump. So I do believe the plan is going the way it's supposed to be going. And Trump is just sending a message out to them. I'm coming for you. Just wait. Just wait, because the lion is going to strike. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.